Just days before this election season comes to a close, we're taking a few moments to hear closing arguments from candidates running for statewide office. Tomorrow, on All Things Considered, we're speaking with Governor Chris Sununu. Today, we're speaking with Democratic challenger, State Senator Dan Feltes. Dan Feltes, welcome to the program.
You got it, Peter. Thanks for having me on.
So briefly, Senator Feltes, give us your best pitch. Why should you and not Chris Sununu be New Hampshire's next governor for the next 2 years?
Well, health care is on the ballot. I've support the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. Chris Sununu opposes it. I'm pro-choice. Chris Sununu says he's pro-choice, but around election time, every action in between is anything but. Vetoed insurance coverage for reproductive health care services, diverted CARES Act money to an anti-choice quote-unquote counseling center, and worked to defund Planned Parenthood, and has supported the nomination and confirmation of judges that would work to make abortion illegal, including Brett Kavanaugh. On clean energy, I support it. Worked in a bipartisan way. Chris Sununu vetoed all of it. Legalization of marijuana, support it. Chris Sununu does not. Moving forward to help workers and families, I support paid family and medical leave insurance. Chris Sununu does not. So on a host of issues up and down the ballot and in this race, the issues of moving forward for New Hampshire families is at stake. And that's what I've done my entire life, Peter, is look out for families, look out for workers. As a legal aid lawyer for about a decade, putting together the state budget as majority leader, chair of the Ways and Means, vice chair of the Finance Committee, looking out for education funding, securing historic education funding, looking out for property taxpayers, working to lift people up, not tear people down, working on that fundamental belief we are all in this together.
I want to ask you a question about your plan for reopening schools. The part that relies on state-level hospitalization numbers to decide whether to close all schools in the state. Of course, different parts of the state have seen widely differing rates of coronavirus infection. So with respect to that part of your plan that relies on state-level hospitalization numbers, why not simply let schools stay open or closed on a regional basis, given how different things could be between different parts of our state?
Well, there's flexibility in that plan, I think, Peter. And I think that the upshot is that there's no public health standards and Chris Sununu's so-called plan. And no plan is perfect, but a plan is better than no plan at all. So we will continue to modify it and actually put a plan in place when we win this race. And Chris Sununu has refused to listen to the medical experts on creating a plan. Like I said, punted it down to the local level, just like Trump punted it down, and has refused to listen to the medical experts on masks. Medical experts have been pretty clear that you need to put in place a common sense public mask requirement, including in schools. So there's pretty clear distinctions on public health, and school safety is public safety. And we got to look out for our students. We got to look out for our educators. We got to look out for working families. And that's what I'll do as governor.
Let me ask you about restaurants, because in New Hampshire, we've had a half dozen instances or so of transmission of COVID-19 tied to restaurants. It's where maskless indoor activity is allowed, and such behavior, experts say, is risky in this environment. So would you, as governor, target the restaurant industry for more specific safety measures, including shutdowns?
Well, I think the restaurant industry has suffered immensely in this crisis. And what we did early on, myself and others, is request that the CARES Act money that came into the state that Senator Shaheen and Senator Hassan secured for New Hampshire, $1.25 billion, that a part of it be geared towards and prioritize our restaurant and hospitality industry to deal with these challenges. And that wasn't a priority in how Chris Sununu divvied up the money.
Is that to say that as governor, it would be a priority for you?
Yes, absolutely.
What about safety measures? Are there safety measures that restaurants are not taking right now, since they're such a risky place to dine indoors, that you think they should be taking?
Well, I think a lot of restaurant owners are taking responsibility, and masks are required in most places when you wear them when you're not eating the food. And so that makes good sense in the plexiglass activities. But we need to support our restaurant and hospitality industry by providing them real relief, including bridging that gap over the wintertime. Wintertime is going to be very tough for this industry, and it's going to result in, if there isn't support there for the restaurant and hospitality industry, that's going to result in increased layoffs, disproportionately low to middle income workers, disproportionately women, who are taking it on the chin, in this crisis.
The pandemic has laid bare many big problems in New Hampshire's healthcare systems in particular: insufficient workforces, financial shortfalls, racial inequities. In the short term, the state's tried to address some of that through one-time federal relief money with bonuses for nursing home workers, for instance. But what's needed in the long term, Senator Feltus, and what are the major investments you'd prioritize to help our state health system?
Early on, I proposed a frontline worker fund for all of our frontline workers, including all of our healthcare workers. Ultimately, Chris Sununu went forward with a very limited, both in time and support, frontline worker fund. But we need to go back to that, number one. Number two, we need to reinstate and raise the minimum wage. We got frontline workers who are working hard and living in poverty. Chris Sununu, as you know, current governor, opposes the minimum wage, has vetoed it twice while taking a $31,000 pay raise for himself as governor. I would reject the pay raise that Chris Sununu gave himself and go back to the pay that Maggie Hassan was paying herself as governor, unless and until we reinstate and raise the minimum wage. Third, we need paid family and medical leave insurance to make sure that we support our workers on the ground and healthcare workers on the ground.
Some of what you just mentioned requires additional spending. We've seen one-time federal relief money come in to help people with bonuses, but that's going to run out. So how do you propose paying for those initiatives that you're branding as assistance to New Hampshire workers?
Well, Peter, there's available federal funds. It's just a question of prioritizing. And the priority was not there under the current governor.
But is it sustainable if it's dependent on federal funds?
It's sustainable to the extent that you map it out in a way that makes sense. Look, we're going to have other federal support coming in, hopefully. And we need to make sure that we protect this budget and build off of it. I don't support an income tax. I do support moving forward with business tax reform so that big multi-state, multinational corporations pay more of their fair share to the state of New Hampshire. Companies like Netflix and Amazon, who paid nothing prior to the last budget that we created, which secured historic education funding, relief on property taxes, supporting our schools, those companies started paying their fair share. And a lot of other companies that are selling products into the state that hadn't paid prior need to pay their fair share to relieve the pressure on businesses, our schools, our property taxpayers right here in the state of New Hampshire. So that's just good common sense. I know the current governor doesn't want to close those loopholes for big corporations, multi-state, multinational corporations. I do.
Well, Senator Dan Feltus, thank you very much for speaking with me. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Peter. And for those folks listening at home, I respectfully ask for your vote, but more importantly, I respectfully ask you to vote. Get out and vote.
That's State Senator and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Dan Feltus. And tomorrow, on All Things Considered, we'll hear from Republican Governor Chris Sununu.